This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Even with changes to the tax law, year-end is still a time when people think or rethink their charitable giving. We've been talking to experts as part of our How We Give series, but listeners have something to say about this too, writing in with their own reflections on philanthropy, big and small. Here's one from Arkansas from a beneficiary of an out-of-nowhere bit of help.
The thing that really hits me the most is just how important $100 was to me then. My name is Roslyn Emery. I'm the executive director of a nonprofit called the Ozark Natural Science Center, and I live in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I guess it was about 2015. I was a single mom, and I was working a couple small jobs, but none of it really made enough for me to make ends meet. It was a really hard time in my life, and it was winter. I went to the bank with just under $100 and was going to deposit it so that I could pay my gas bill and keep my heat on in my house. But when I got to the bank, I realized I had overdrawn my account and I was already in the negative. So I told the teller, I can't deposit this money. I have to keep the gas on and I have to put food on the table for my kids. And I went to my car and just sat there and cried a bit. After a little while, the teller came out of the bank and tapped on my window and told me that the person behind me in line had paid my negative balance and left me a little extra cash. It was just over $100, so it wasn't a lot, but I was able to keep my heat on because my heat was going to get turned off, I think, that day. I was able to buy a little bit of groceries, and it gave me a lot of hope that things were going to work out one way or the other. And they did. By spring of that year, I got a better job, and that was definitely the lowest point of my life financially. I have no idea who the person was, and they didn't want to be identified. You know, a donation of $100 isn't a lot to me now, but at that moment, $100 completely meant the world to me. And I think that that's something that's really important and that people don't necessarily understand when they give. You know, they might think, oh, $20 isn't going to make a difference in the world. But to the person that's receiving it, that could be huge. And now that, you know, I'm a director of a nonprofit, this experience definitely influenced my work. We're always trying to make miracles happen with little bits of donations and small grants. And there's so many organizations that wouldn't exist if it weren't for people giving to one another